Today FM with Al Porter.
Okay, well, it is time now for my favourite part of the week. It is Celeb versus Pleb, which is, of course, our controversially named quiz where we pit one of our fabulous listeners up against a celebrity from our phone book. Well, who has done it, Al? We've had the likes of Jack Whitehall, PJ Gallagher, Donica O'Callaghan, the rugby legend Donal Skeen, who rang, I think, all the way from LA, which was quite bizarre, and Shane Filan, who we spoke to last week from Westlife. There are 30 seconds quickfire general knowledge questions with one thrown in for each person on their specialist topic. Now, in studio, he is one of Ireland's favourite balladeers, putting a message in a box and driving it around the world. He's one of my favourite people ever. We all love and adore Brian Kennedy.
Oh, thank you so much. I love that you call me a balladeer.
I'm sorry, I know, it's awful, isn't it?
I was thinking maybe it's a bit more like, I should be more like a balladeer, maybe? No, no. Is that a new word? Okay, no, well, I'll take balladeer, sure. Okay.
The balladeer, I love it. How are you?
I'm extremely well, Al. I had my hair cut for you.
Well, you look extraordinary.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, really, yeah. Really handsome.
I'm minding myself, I'm going to body burn, I'm eating very well, all of that stuff, not drinking too much.
Is there like, you know, I always thought of joining a gym, yeah, but just for other reasons than the gym.
Oh, you mean
like,
to check out the other gym goers?
No. Well, maybe, but also the Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And a lot of them have like cafes, and then I pay a fortune for dry cleaning my suits.
Oh, right.
But if I just hung them up in
the shower.
Yeah.
Are they linen?
No.
Well, see, if they were linen, they'd do better in the shower.
Oh,
but
right.
Okay, right.
How do you know that?
Because I have been around a long time. How old are you, Al?
I'm 24.
Okay, I'm 51 in October.
Don't tell us that.
So I'm twice your age, young man. So there are certain things I know.
I can't believe you're twice my age. Mm-hmm. You look extraordinary.
Thank you so much.
And I know this sounds like a love-in.
When do you get your glasses? Are they arriving anytime soon?
Are you better? Are you still sick? What's going on?
I look straight in. I love it. I'm way better than I was. It's so bizarre. You know, last September, I just finished a whole course of radiation and chemo and all of that for the cancer. So I feel fantastic. And in fact, I just brought you in the new album, which two weeks after I finished all the chemo, I recorded A Night in Vicar Street because I turned 50 and the record A Better Man turned 20. And of course, all of the connotations of A Better Man, all that stuff, all took on a completely different temperature at the time. So here we are a year on. I've had a couple of scans. It's all going brilliantly in the right direction. So
I love it. Yay!
I'm afraid you're stuck with me for another while.
We're only delighted. I mean, I'd say that was a very special gig. It's interesting.
It really was, you know, because I'd just been through a really quite a tricky time.
Yes, so it's kind of captured you at a moment.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden, when you sing songs like Make Me a Better Man, when you're 50 rather than when you're 25,
yes,
it has a completely different meaning.
Before we turned on the microphones, you reminded me that we shared a snog once.
I just
want to know, how was it?
Well, do you know what? I've snogged many a person, women and men included, of course, because, you know, I don't, you know, I just go with the flow in my life.
Yes.
And I would give you a 7 out of 10.
Oh, not bad.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah. I would, if I could, I'd give you 11. But what I'm going to do, Brian, is I'm going to give you 10.
Okay.
And then I'll give you one later.
Yeah. Oh. That's what Captain Lynch says to coach. She goes, I'd give him one out of 10. Yeah.
We're going to give you the specialist topic of the muscles of the body, seeing as though you're in the gym.
The muscles of the body? I thought it was going to be Joni Mitchell or something. Okay. The muscles of the body.
Would you like to meet who you're playing against?
I would.
Okay, well, here he is, Phil O'Reilly. How are you?
Hi, lads, thanks.
Yeah, great, Phil. How are you?
I'm not too bad. Feels like I'm interrupting something here. Like,
I know, Phil. Well, the thing is, Phil, now you've made it a threesome. Welcome.
I might be the odd one out, that's the only thing.
Phil, are you a fan of Brian Kennedy? Be conscious that he's
please,
in the room.
Please say yes.
Yeah.
Sort of. Reluctantly.
The Eurovision stage. It had something to do with the Eurovision, didn't he? No?
Eurovision? Yes, first of all, you're correct.
There you go.
And, right. And that was only 11 years ago.
Yeah.
I've done a few more things since then, but thank you. You're welcome, Phil.
No bother.
Phil, what do you do for yourself?
I'm an electrician in the naval dockyards.
There you go. Sparks might fly.
He can't resist it, can he?
Phil, we reckon your specialist topic could be rugby. Are you into your rugby?
Yeah, I'm a fan of it, like, but I don't know what specialist subject. Like, I'd watch the match, you know, but I wouldn't be an expert, but we'll see how it goes.
Okay, well, what we're going to do is we are going to give you a head start, Phil.
Okay.
Because what we're going to do is make Mr. Brian Kennedy do the quiz first so that you get a sense of what it's like.
Okay. Right.
Okay, all right, Phil, you wait there, all right?
Yeah, cheers.
Okay, Brian, are you ready?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go. In which city would you find Hollywood?
Los Angeles.
What is a Bichon Frise?
A dog.
What actor sang on Kanye West's Gold Digger?
Jimmy, whatever his surname is.
Where in the body would you find your pectoral muscles?
On my lovely chest.
Marty Whelan presents which RT show on Saturday nights?
I should know this. Pass.
Name the capital of Portugal.
I don't know.
Okay, name Ireland's highest peak.
Highest peak. Was it my chart position? Would you raise me up?
How did we do, Pamela? You got 3 correct.
Is that all? Surely I got 3 wrong.
No. You got, you did 3 and 3. So, winning streak, Marty Whelan presents.
Thank you, winning streak.
Lisbon is the capital of Portugal. Karen Toohill.
No, Lisbon's just outside Belfast, no?
Karen Toohill for Ireland's highest peak. But you did well with Los Angeles and the dog and
not bad, and my chest.
I kind of gave you 0.5 point for Jamie Foxx.
Yeah, oh, thank you. Fox, that's what it was. Yeah okay.
Fox that.
Yes.
All right, Phil, do you think you can do better than that?
Yeah, I won't say anything. I won't be too overconfident.
Phil, are you ready? Tell me when to start the clock.
Okay, go.
Angelina Jolie may have paused her divorce from what actor? What cup did the Galway hurling team win at the weekend? Who is the current captain of the Irish men's rugby team?
Is Roy there.
Summer Bay is the fictional setting.
Oh,
which former Olympian and world champion athlete hails from Cove?
Samuel Sullivan.
Which prince announced this week his wife is expecting a third child?
William.
Walter White was the lead character in which TV series?
Breaking Bad.
Ennis is a town in which county?
Clare.
Have we got enough, Pam?
I think we do.
I think we have
you
a winner.
Oh my God, did you get 7 correct? You got 7 correct!
Well done, Phil.
You'll have to get me on with Matt Cooper for a grand, then.
Phil.
I'm lying bleeding on the floor in here. Talk about being whipped.
That was very good. Lee McCarthy is the cup.
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, well done you, Phil. Well, Phil, what you've won is a pair of tickets to the opening gala of the Cork Comedy Festival on Friday the 22nd of September at Cork Opera House. So you can see Colin Murphy, Alison Spittle, Garrod Farrelly, Bernard O'Shea and Neil Delamere. The festival is going to run from the 22nd to the 24th of September. Well done, Phil.
That's outstanding. Thanks very much.
No, you're very welcome. I might save the Brian Kennedy CDs for some fans throughout the show. Is that okay, Phil?
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, happy days. It's just he's got some really good stuff on this, but it doesn't include the Eurovision track from 11 years ago.
Oh, it's not a bit.
Talk to you later, Phil.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Bye. Brian, thank you so much for coming
in. Thank you, Al Porter.
Brian Kennedy.
Bye.
Today FM with Al Porter.